First of all, how is everyone doing? Sound like y'all need a little more coffee. Like, how's everybody doing?
There we go. That's
okay.
What.
I need that energy on Sunday, so.
I asked Tom Brady earlier this week who his man crush is. Do you know who he said?
I heard that I made the list. Although I was a little jealous that I was so far behind Edelman, Amendola, and Gronkowski.
What do you think of that, and how does that affect your bromance with Jimmy Fallon?
Well, I think all of you know that I'm telling the truth when I say nothing could ever come between Jimmy and I. Tom, I actually texted Tom before the conference championship game, and I said, I'm going to the Super Bowl. Are you coming to the Super Bowl? But just to get him fired up, we have a really, you know, obviously schedules are always get in the way of I guess, bro time, as you're referring to. But, yeah, Tom's great. I mean, he's the greatest of all time, officially. And so, yeah, I mean, Tom's definitely the type of dude you'd invite over to watch the Super Bowl with you. The problem is he's always in the Super Bowl.
Now, so, that would be the ultimate special guest, wouldn't it? I have Tom Brady out there with
on
you.
Stage?
On stage.
At the halftime show? He's busy this year.
It certainly has.
Also, I don't know. I mean, you know, on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, but I don't know if the verdict is out on his dance moves, so.
He could do everything. Yeah. Really good. But we always talk
about. He has great hair, though.
He does have
great hair. Don't you agree?
Would you say he's your man crush, or do you have a different man crush?
I mean, I'd say he's on my list. The feeling is reciprocated, if you want to make this official.
Yeah. We've made it official.
Sure. It runs in our family. Speed runs in our family. I've been running routes, too. I just want to throw this out there to Belichick. If all of your receivers go down, I'll be ready to go. So, shoot me a text.
So you would support
do they have injuries? I think they're all healthy, right? My mom has always been a big, big grounding force in my life, and now, you know, to have a family and to think about how my son will live in this world, I think that's probably the biggest factor. That and Tom Brady. Tom Brady's hair, mostly. He's got great hair.
Let's go to John Breen.
Does he have a shampoo commercial? I'm just saying.
Question, do you get to spend a lot of time with Tom at the Yellowstone Club? You guys spend a lot of time together. I know you guys are friends.
Yeah, I haven't seen him there yet. He probably... Do they let him ski? We played some golf together. That's kind of one thing that I enjoy doing a lot. And so anytime you get to, you know, share time like that away from everything with somebody that I think you have a lot of true respect and admiration for, how seriously he takes his craft and how great he is at it. We're very like-minded people. And so it's nice to be around somebody like that and not just, you know, hang with them, but also pick their brain on what makes them so great as well. Maybe, like, take a little bit of the Brady sauce. You guys can coin that phrase.
Were you with Giselle yesterday at Starbucks?
I was not.
Ah.
I would have definitely remembered that.
All right, donuts. You said donuts, Boston cream.
Oh, what type of donuts?
Yes.
You know, I could go for, I mean, Boston cream. I don't discriminate donuts.
Okay.
I'm going to say that. I'm a big fan of blueberry. Love a blueberry donut.
But maybe for this week it would be Boston cream, and that gets me to my next question.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, sure.
So you love Tom Brady. You love his hair.
I mean, you guys told me that he loves me, so.
Yeah, so that's what it is. That's the only reason why. Come on now.
I love Tom Brady. There, I said it.
How did that feel?
Feels good to get that off my chest.
I'm glad. That makes me happy.